Today I had the opportunity of visiting the iPad class at Adelaide University. These are the first year science students in Science at 1100, Principles of Practices of Science, and I'm talking here with Mike Seafank, who is assisting the class as they become familiar with their new piece of technology.
It is a new subject, first year undergraduate students here at Adelaide.
So there's no opportunity to compare how this class used to be run with the way it's now run with iPads.
No, that's right.
So the whole nature of the subject, kind of like collaboration's implicit, right?
Yeah, I guess it is, but that's not the motivation between the iPad emphasis for this course. What's unusual is this is the only cohort of students that we have in which every single student has an iPad. So for that reason, it is an interesting group in which to do some experiments.
Indeed, and I wrote in the email, and I don't think it's... I've heard reference to this, even though people don't have the name. People are mentioning it. It's popping up everywhere. Oh, Adelaide, that iPad thing, you know, like...
The iPad thing.
So,
let's be clear. There's two things that have happened. One, we've given a free iPad to every student who enrolls through the Faculty of Sciences, and that's several hundred students. But this particular class that we are talking about is a very special group in which everybody in the class has an iPad. And they're kind of two different exercises in a sense. One is distribution of a tool to people to help them out. The other is looking at what we can do with that tool in a controlled environment.
Ah, so this particular class, Principles and Practices
of Science,
is like the control group.
Yeah, in a sense, that's right.
Where everything is done on the iPad.
Well, not everything, but the iPad is used extensively.
So what is on it? It's, I noticed from this morning, the lecture notes or PowerPoint slides.
They're available anyway, so that was simply accessing the learning management system through a web browser, but that was done in class without paper. So that's the new bit. Not having to, the lecturer not having to scramble to print out enough copies of the lecture notes to have outside the door because they weren't up in time to get to the students in the other house. Yep.
Has all the activities as well. I mean, they could be up on the screen without the iPad. It's really when people get down to work and have to do stuff.
That's correct.
They start using the iPad.
Yeah, and also the ability to take notes. So what would typically happen is the lecture notes are often printouts of PowerPoint slides, three or four slides per page. And, of course, the lecturer generally runs through the PowerPoints at the front of the room. But what we imagine students have been doing in the past is scribbling on their printouts. That's not really required in this situation.
But they presumably are taking notes.
Yeah. Now, I saw some notebooks in the room.
As in paper notes?
Yeah. I did notice some people tapping away, but they could have been playing Scrabble for all I know. And you would have noticed there wasn't a lot of up-the-front lecturing going on today.
No.
There was a brief introduction to what we'd be up to. Then there were class exercises done in groups that were done in the room with the iPad, which is kind of the interesting twist.
Yeah, and as I said, when I stand at the front of the room, it looks like people are in rows as per a normal lecture, but they're actually sitting in groups of four.
Yeah, that's right.
Which have been selected earlier.
Yeah, so what we did in the first class, we come up with a bunch of group names based on famous scientists and got the students to self-organise into groups of four, knowing that they would stay in those groups all course. And the first few lectures, it was, right, let's all move around and sit in our groups. Now it seems to be the de facto that students come and sit in their groups because they know they're going to have to work together in those groups during the class.
How long did that take? Was that three,
I think it was two or three weeks,
And that is the case, that most times they are required to work in groups.
Generally, that's right, yeah.
And again, the iPad's incidental to that, but obviously it complements.
Yeah, although one would imagine, other than written exercises or discussions or role plays, what you could do in groups, in a room like that. So it wasn't a traditional lecture theatre, right? We had a room with a raked slope with, those horrible chairs with those tippy tables that love to throw off iPads and books and things. So it's not the sort of space where you can easily have group discussions going on at once.
No.
30 groups in there. So, it's an interesting possibility. There was one where we did a written exercise on paper, and that was interesting, so there was lots of scratching around on the piece of paper and they were handed up at the end. But that's not what you saw today.
What I saw today was a bunch of students who were, and in the initial period, were, I was curious to know how many people would be as far as you can tell, paying attention. And I'd say at least 50% or more for the, say, 20-minute period where the lecturer was up the front, though they had an iPad, a lot of them were clearly engaged.
Yeah, there's a lot of eye contact and sort of movement around,
Yeah. I mean, you hear a lot of stuff, or complaints from lecturers saying, well, no one looks at me anymore when I don't know what they're doing, and you get lecturers who say, well, turn it all off, please.
Yeah.
Which is their prerogative, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, let's, you mentioned the retail experience before, so a decision was made when setting this all up that IT had an enabling role rather than a controlling role.
That's right.
And you're referring to this retail experience.
Sure.
Tell me about that again.
So imagine you've gone to a retail shop and bought an iPad yourself.
Yeah.
We want the experience for our students to be as close to that as is possible. So it's just a term that we're using to remind us that we want to avoid the temptation to preload them with all sorts of goodies or standardise them or control them or lock them down or manage them or any of those things. Basically, we know a lot of students are already bringing iPhones and things to uni. We wanted to accelerate that by a factor of however many enroll in our faculty.
So they were actually blank, empty iPads.
Well, yeah, shipped straight from the factory to us.
I guess, too, not only I'm thinking that gives students a sense of ownership, but it also takes some pressure off you and uni resources.
Well, that's right, because the minute you create an environment, you need to support that environment. And we weren't resourced or funded to do that. And I think, thankfully, because it's turned out extremely well, people who do buy an iPad out of their own money tend to figure out how to make it work. And it seems to be the case so far for all of our students.
Was that explained to students up front?
Well, we don't really get the opportunity to meet the students up front.
But on day one, when they're given the iPad, they're sitting in the lecture theatre the first time, you'd say, don't come to us for IT help. Go to the Apple store uptown.
That's kind of an evolving process.
Okay.
And some lecturers probably do give more help than others on small technical issues. But really, as you saw in the environment there, it's a big thing for a student to walk down the front and say, hey, I've got a problem with my iPad. So you don't seem to get a lot of that in class. And we're assuming from the sort of responses we're getting to the class exercises that, you know, at least half of them are being switched on and used. In fact, most of them are being switched on and used. We know that.
I was talking to that guy at the front just before I left, and he said there's a lot of peer help going on.
Yes.
You know, working out what to do on an iPad, how do you find this on an iPad.
Yeah.
So,
and look, I've tried to formalise that a little bit and accelerate that, but it's just happened without my intervention. In fact, we are running a discussion forum inside the learning management system. I think it's had one question asked. And so you could say from that there is no peer support going on because that's the official peer support area. But of course, as you found out, there's all this ad hoc stuff happening.
Yeah.
A little difficult to monitor or gauge how it's going, but we know it's going on.
And just a quick comment on the technical side of things. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you're discovering as you go, but you also made the decision to have that particular lecture theatre wired. So it is its own wireless network.
Yeah, so there is a special wireless network in each of two lecture theatres where the Science 1100 class is given. And as you said before, IT were invited in as enablers. See if you can create a second network that has better performance characteristics for the iPads than a network that was never designed for that sort of traffic. And so that takes a lot of pressure off. We don't have any expectations of service levels or things. It's an all care, no responsibility basis. And we've been delighted both by the response of the IT guys who are helping out and the performance of the network. It seems to be beyond all expectations.
So it's coping fine with 120 iPad connections at once.
Piece of cake. We've tried to, you know, create artificial tests to load it up, and we haven't got anywhere near the ceilings of either the radio interference within the room or the bandwidth of the pipes that connect to that room. So, yeah, we're delighted with that aspect.
If you were to, what are the couple of things that stand out that you've learnt so far, and if you were to give some global advice to another group going down this track, what would you tell them at this early stage?
Yes, I think the smartest thing that the Dean of the faculty was able to do was to bring IT on as an enabler and not force them to be the owner of bits of this project. I think that was very smart and seems to be working well. The retail thing you mentioned has been a useful phrase for staff, lecturer, you know, admin staff, lecturers, students alike to say, if you're having a problem, think of what would happen if you bought it at retail. So it's a new model. We're not saying it's not supported, but think about what you might do. You'd probably go across the road to the shop and get your machine replaced if it's broken, or ask a friend if you don't know what to do. It seems to be working very well. Creating, you know, biting off things in small enough chunks. I think if we insisted that every single student in the entire university got an iPad, you know, all classes required them to be used, that would have brought a whole bunch of problems that we are not seeing at the moment in terms of scale and just the frequency of having to deal with things. So you would have seen today there was one little incident where we couldn't figure out how to scroll or something. And, you know, for a while there we had to sort of bear with it and work around it. But within, you know, a few minutes we got help from outside and figured out the two-finger swipe answer to that question.
And the outside in that case was Twitter, right?
That's right. So I'm, as you're aware, Michael, I'm a bit of a social media geek, so I live tweet my experience in these classes on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Search Twitter for #science1100 and you can join in. So I said, you know, help, I'm stuck, I can't scroll beyond the bottom or top of a text entry field, what do I do? Two people came back and said the two-finger swipe should do it. Perhaps you could read the manual. Very helpful.
Yeah, years ago when I was learning to do with the using voice applications on the internet, which was fairly early days. And anyway, I asked this guy a lot of questions, I had it worked out, and then I eventually asked him, how did you learn all this? And he came back with, I read the thing manual.
There you go, it can be done.
So what's the hashtag again?
#science1100. #science1100. Okay. Google for that, you'll see some blogs that I'm doing on my own personal blog. And if you're on Twitter on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Aussie time, you'll can engage in the live tweets. Love to have you on board.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers.